Hello, everyone. Welcome to the April 10th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for April 10th to April 17th and beyond? The main item this week is that Mars will begin its retrograde period starting on Sunday, April 17th at 14, almost 15 degrees in sidereal Scorpio. Mars goes through a retrograde period once every 2 years or so, lasting 11 weeks each time. The last Mars retrograde period was from March 1st to May 18th in 2014. Retrograde planets appear to move backwards in the zodiac. In astrology, the effect of having a planet retrograde is that its significations are held back from fully manifesting. Mars is the planet of action, the planet that moves things forward. Mars is impatient for results. No surprise, then, that Mars doesn't like being retrograde. Since Mars is the planet of getting things started, this would not be a good time period in which to begin something important. Another factor to consider is that Saturn is also in Scorpio, just 6 degrees away from Mars, therefore influencing retrograde Mars for the next couple of months. Saturn is the planet of limitation and harsh reality. Its energy for delay is enhanced because it, too, is now in a retrograde period. Mars is therefore further impeded by being associated with retrograde Saturn. Thus, the normal, active, extroverted, aggressive energy of the planet of combat is greatly obstructed due to being both retrograde and accompanied by retrograde Saturn. The result is a lot of tension and stress. It's like a pressure cooker, building up pressure, ready to blow. All it takes is just one more little thing to put this pressurized Mars energy over the top, and then someone could lose it. On a more positive side, Saturn's restrictive quality can help to focus the energy of Mars, making for very deliberate, pointed action, which can, however, be ruthless and uncompromising. Also, since Mars is the planet of logic and strategy, when it is delayed in its forward movement, it is a good time for planning things, figuring stuff out, and making preparations so that you'll be ready to launch when Mars goes back to normal forward motion. When a planet turns retrograde, it appears to stop moving in the zodiac. This condition, called stationary, makes the planet very strong. Also, the middle of a sign, 15 degrees, is the strongest part of the sign in Vedic astrology. And therefore, Mars being at nearly 15 degrees for a few days this week while stationary in its own sign, Scorpio, is a very strong Mars. Remember that Mars is the planet of aggression and combat. Its strength this week and next makes the energy for conflict and destruction higher than usual. Mars gets additional power when the Sun enters Aries on Wednesday, April 13th. The Sun is exalted in Aries, the other sign ruled by Mars. Therefore, the energy of the Sun will be transferred to Mars, contributing even more power to Mars, making the planet of action, war, aggression, and so on, super strong this week. Mars will be retrograde for 11 weeks until the end of June. As it nears the end of its retrograde motion, Mars backs into Libra on June 18th. Mars only gets 1 degree into Libra, becoming stationary on June 28th at 29 degrees Libra, and then goes back to normal forward motion on June 30th, re-entering Scorpio on July 11th. So, that's the layout for the Mars retrograde period coming up at the end of this week. Next week, I'll examine what sorts of effects the Mars retrograde period can be having for each rising sign, and therefore for your chart. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.